Anna and Raven's Hell of a Story.
Everybody has a hell of a story. What's yours?
Diana.
I was driving one day and I saw a little Shih Tzu cross the street. I knew that the Shih Tzu was probably lost. Before I got a chance to do anything, I did see a van in front of me pull over. A woman in scrubs got out of the van and I saw her pick up the Shih Tzu. I just assumed it must have been her dog, but almost immediately I looked to my left and I saw a sign on the utility pole that had the lost dog, a picture of the lost dog, and a phone number. And I just thought, let me just double check. Let me call that number. Let me just double check that that is the owner that I saw pick up the dog. So when I called them, the man answered and he said, it was definitely not me or my wife that picked up the dog that you saw. And he said, would you mind going to the police and telling the police what it is that you saw? So I did. I went to the police. I told them that I saw a van that had a very distinctive decal on the back of the van. It was a picture of a bull and that it was a brunette woman in scrubs. Police did give me 4 pictures of a woman to look at, so I suppose they had already had an inkling of something. I was not able to identify the woman. Just gave the description of the truck, and that description of the truck having the decal of the bull on the back was what ended up getting that car pulled over. And I don't know the details of the detective work other than all of a sudden, bam, it was all over the news that there was a family home that was running an illegal puppy mill. And they ended up finding dozens and dozens and dozens of dogs there. The woman that I saw in scrubs apparently worked for Bidewee, which is a very reputable adoption center here on Long Island. And I guess during the day she would work for Bidewee, and in the evening she would go around stealing animals.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah. The Shih Tzu they ended up finding, they had been completely shaved and was for sale online, as well as all the other dogs. I believe it was a family that was running this. There were 3 people arrested. The Shih Tzu ended up back home to the family. I believe they got most or all of the dogs back to the family. I had been asked if I wanted my name on the paper and on the news. At first I said yes, but then I thought, I have a family and I don't know if there's anybody that is going to be really mad at me. Maybe other family members are going to be mad at me for, you know, busting this up. People get revenge. So then ultimately I said, no, never mind. And I withdrew my name. Of course, the family with the Shih Tzu, you know, they offered me dinner and a gift certificate, et cetera. Never expected that to happen from what I saw.
That's crazy. You witness a person stealing a puppy.
Well, I mean, right. The dog is lost. They're out there in the neighborhood. And then this other person goes and scoops them up because look at me. I can breed all these different dogs as if I had access to these dogs regularly. And then they give them a new haircut and ship these other dogs that were stolen off to somebody else. That's terrible.
Yeah.
That's exactly what they did. I guess that's what whenever she would see a free animal, she would pick it up and then go pretend that she was a decent human being in the Bidewee.
And the crazy part about it is that you were able to look at that flyer on like the telephone pole and be like, wait a minute, I'm pretty sure that's that dog, and put 2 and 2 together. I don't know if I would be able to do that quickly.
Yeah, I wasn't sure I was going to do it either because I automatically assumed that must have been the dog owner.
Right.
Right.
But good thing I did. They were very, very thankful, and I never expected it to blow up like it did all over the news.
Yeah, you busted an illegal puppy mill.
I mean, think about that, right? How many people's animals could have been returned or were returned after as a result of that or didn't have to deal with it in the future? That's a hell of a story.
It's a hell of a story. Thank you so
much,
Diana.
Thank you, guys.
If you have a hell of a story, too, you can head to annaandraven.com.